Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Steve and Ted in the morning. Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward. 6:30 now and 31 degrees. Charges in Chicago against Empire actor Jussie Smollett in a criminal investigation for what investigators now believe was a hate hoax.
The Cook County State's Attorney's Office has charged Empire actor Jussie Smollett with felony disorderly conduct for allegedly filing a false police report as the black gay actor claimed he was attacked last month by two Trump supporters who he claimed beat him, doused him with bleach, and put a noose around his neck. Police later identified black acquaintances of Smollett, brothers, who sources say told police Jussie paid them to take part in the attack, and a death threat letter sent to Smollett days earlier. The brother's lawyer, Gloria Schmidt, saying,
I think Jussie Smollett should come clear because the truth will set him free.
Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
Kansas authorities say remains found last summer in Neosho County are those of a woman who has been missing since 2017.
The Kansas Bureau of Investigation said Wednesday that the remains were identified as that of 39-year-old Marissa Kraft, who disappeared from her home in Chanute in December of 2017. The remains were found in August in a county field. The KBI said Kraft was last seen when she left her mobile home with three men in a white Dodge pickup. The investigation into her death is ongoing. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
The Kansas Highway Patrol says 67-year-old Kansas woman died when she lost control of her vehicle because of snow and ice. The patrol says Anne Marie Lochner of Manhattan died early Wednesday when her Chevrolet Blazer left the road because of snowy conditions, overturned in a ravine. The storm that dropped several inches of snow as it moved across Kansas prompted schools, businesses, and government offices to close or have late start times.
The U.S. plans to send much-needed aid to Venezuela, but the current regime is preventing it from entering.
The U.S. government says it will position 190 metric tons of supplies by Friday, ready to deploy throughout Venezuela. The problem? Figuring out how to get it to Venezuela, with contested Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro blocking international aid. Mark Green is the administrator for the U.S. Agency for International Development. He says that task is opposition leader Juan Guaido's challenge.
This is not an earthquake. This is not a hurricane. This is not a tornado or a flood. This is one man and one regime imposing dictatorial rule, imposing suffering and pain on people.
Guaido is organizing aid caravans to try to cross Saturday into Venezuela, potentially setting up a confrontation with the Venezuelan military. At the State Department, Rich Edson, Fox News.
Pope Francis has opened a high-level summit of church leaders on preventing clergy sex abuse, hoping to impress on bishops from around the world that the problem is global and requires a global response. The four-day meeting at the Vatican began early today with prayers and was due to feature speeches, tutorials, and workshops on protecting children, preventing abuse, and stopping cover-ups.
An NBA superstar and a former U.S. president took the stage in California for a mentorship summit.
Golden State Warriors star Steph Curry is a two-time MVP, a three-time NBA champion. And according to former President Barack Obama, that's all thanks to him.
The greatest shooter of all time, because I gave him some tips right before, about five seasons ago. There's film of this in the White House.
Mr. Obama joking around about his imparting wisdom to fix Curry's jump shot during a town hall meeting the two hosted in Oakland on Tuesday. The former president and the Warriors guard have become very close friends over the years, from their mutual love of the game to their efforts to empower mentoring minority youth in America through the MBK Alliance. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
And now we'll look at the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. Some low clouds and patchy fog will be on their way out this morning. We become partly cloudy, some sunshine 69 today and about 10 degrees warmer than yesterday with a high in the mid to upper 40s. Tonight, cloudy with some drizzle overnight into Friday morning. Our low in the low 30s. Drizzle again during the day on Friday with a high 43. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now mostly cloudy, southeast wind at 9 miles per hour, 31 degrees. 6:34 now, Steve and Ted. How can I make sure, as I'm going through life, that there is enough for me? Have you any advice? Well, here's the Baxter Money Minute.
It's not so much what you make it's important. It's what you can manage to keep. And by that, you know, you may make a lot of money. Oftentimes, when it comes to retirement planning, sometimes the people that have the most difficulty are doctors. And you may think they'd have the easiest time because they make a lot of money. But the reality is they make a lot of money, but they have a lot of expense. And they also have pay a lot of taxes. And so it's really easy for them not to be able to keep that much money. And then there's a certain expectation of standard of living that they typically think they need to be able to stay up with. And so a lot of times you'll find that teachers can retire quicker and easier sometimes than people that make a lot more money. What the important thing you have to remember is consider paying yourself first as though it were a bill. That way at the end of the day or at the end of the year or at the end of the time of your working career, you're going to have something left for you, not just for others.
Don and Justin Baxter host the Money Planning Hour Sunday mornings at 9 here on KNSS. 6:35 now, Steve and Ted. A German court has ruled that a man can be stripped of his privilege of owning a firearm after he ended up being shot by his own dog. Administrative court in Munich has dismissed the man's appeal against an earlier decision by Bavarian authorities to pull his license to own a rifle and his hunting permit. Back in 2016, the man was shot in the arm after his dog somehow was able to release the trigger on a loaded rifle lying in his car.
Dog shoots man.
Yep.
It always makes the news.
Court ruled the hunter was careless and would likely be careless again with his use of weapons of ammunition going forward. And the man can appeal again. Yeah, the old story. Dog bites man, not a big deal. Man bites dog. Now, this is the other way around here. But authorities say an Oklahoma man stole a Pepsi truck, but not because he wanted to quench his thirst. Police say the suspect, Stephen Hart, told them he decided to swipe the vehicle while the driver was unloading soda from the back because he was trying to get to the airport after getting into an argument with his girlfriend. No one was hurt, unless you count the sodas that spilled to the road as
the
truck drove off. Hart never made it to the airport. The truck was stopped in traffic. Hart jumped out, ran off. The truck rolled into the back of a school bus.
Oh,
no children aboard. Hart is being held pending charges that include larceny and attempted escape from the county jail as he was being booked into custody. So, Stephen Hart down there in Tulsa.
Had a bad day.
Yeah, he's probably, I was going to say, this is before the Shockers beat Tulsa, so he wasn't upset about that. He was upset about his girlfriend.
He's got a whole other
he's got
list
other,
of things.
To... Other issues, as we say. 6:36, Steve and Ted, and we pretty much, we had this the news on the air there over the last few days about Tom Stoles, who is now officially the Sedgwick County manager. They unanimously voted the county commission to give him the job yesterday. You've been listening to our news this morning. You know all about it. If you've been listening for the past few days, you know a lot about Tom because we've had an interview with him last week.
Yeah.
But he has an idea there that I had not seen before. You know, when we talked to him, we didn't have time to go into this. But he's floating an idea. It looks like this. He wants to see if the state will not build a hospital in Sedgwick County. And basically, it's the way it's presented to me, it looks like primarily interested in mental health issues. ComCare wants to be involved, Sedgwick County Jail. And, hey, this sounds like a pretty good idea to me because every time we talk to Police Chief Ramsey or law enforcement people or whatever, they're saying the same thing over and over again. We are encountering people on the street who should not be there with mental health issues. My daughter Stacy was talking to our twin granddaughters the other day about the news. They're 12 years old and they're interested in it. And she was talking about the fact that, you know, it used to be that in the state we had these two or three large mental health hospitals where we sent people. Well, budgetary considerations and so forth over the years have closed the doors.
Fewer and fewer beds and fewer of those places. And
you've got people like ComCare here in Sedgwick County who are doing their best, but they can't keep up, I guess. And I think Stoltz has a terrific idea. Not only would it be contribute to helping, you know, social issues and crime and human misery, but also you get the state to invest some money in Sedgwick County, which the state sometimes is quite reluctant to do.
And it would do some good. So let's see where he goes with that. See if any of our legislators are listening and see if anybody, as I say, we run it up the flagpole and see if anybody salutes. I think it's a good idea.
Well, and so often
he's thinking out of the box a little bit anyway.
You know? And as a result of all that, we see people that do have some mental issues and need help. They just end up behind bars.
Yeah, or even dead because they confront people and they don't know what they're doing. Yeah. All right, it's 6:38 now, Steve and Ted. Make it 6:39 now, Steve and Ted. Time for our commodities update with Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Good morning, Tom.
Well, good morning, Steve. Trading Wednesday for the cattle complex started two-sided, then it turned on the positive side, and we managed to close positive. The April, June, and August live cattle traded very close to their contract highs yesterday as the live cattle had the best gains. The feeder cattle spent the entire session yesterday holding an inside trading session. Now, there was no fresh news for our cattle, and nothing's really going on in our feed yards yet. Lean hogs were pounded lower once again yesterday with new lows for the move and some new contract lows also being made. April live cattle yesterday were 75 cents higher, 129.20. March feeders up 12 cents at 143.87. And April lean hogs down $3.55 at 52.97. Kansas City wheat futures had another round of new contract lows Wednesday, and they closed negative. Now, the fund selling continued in our wheat, along with more long liquidation due to margin calls. Egypt yesterday bought 360,000 metric tons of wheat, none of it from the U.S., and the corn and soybeans closed positive yesterday. Now, it sounds like this morning, and this is one thing that's given us some upside in our grain markets this morning, that China and the U.S. have started to outline commitments in principle on the stickiest issues in their trade dispute, marking the most significant progress yet towards ending a seven-month trade war. At the moment, March KC wheat's up 8.5 cents at 458.5. March corn's up 4 cents at 374.75. March soybeans up 4 cents at 906.5. April gold this morning down $9.90 at 1,338. March S&P's 5 points lower at 27.82.25. March dollar index is up 5 cents at 96.34, with the March Dow Jones futures 36 points lower, trading at 25,928. For commodity trading or ag marketing advisory, contact Leffler Commodities on the phone or on the web by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
So the devil's in the details now, and the China and U.S. trade representatives really getting down to talking about the nuts and bolts on this thing, which is encouraging, commodity brokers and farmers everywhere, I guess, huh?
Yeah, and, you know, it's even deeper than that because I keep reminding my clients this isn't just about, you know, the trade. There's a lot of other issues involved. It's beyond agriculture, you know, what they have been doing in the South China Sea, building those artificial islands out there that are nothing more than military installations, the fact that, you know, they have been stealing technology from not only the U.S., but other countries around the world. You know, there's an awful lot to this that, you know, is very, very important.
Oh, yeah. And it's a complicated issue. And, you know, China, they're just big and they're going to try to get their way. I understand what you're saying. Appreciate
and
that.
Honestly, it's not trying to get their way. They've done a very good job of
getting their way. I hear what you're saying. All right. Thank you, Tom. Tom Leffler with the Commodities Update. Hey, Glenn Miller Orchestra show coming to Wichita Thursday, March 7th at Century 2 Concert Hall. Tickets are available at wichitatix.com. I went down and picked mine up yesterday. And you can register now to win a pair of tickets at knssradio.com. Just click contest there. And I'll tell you what, I'm looking forward to that. That's
going
to
be fun. It's going to be a
fun
night.
A show. And don't forget the Outdoor Living and Landscape show coming up. This is March 1st, 2nd, and 3rd, Century 2 Expo Hall and Convention Hall. This is our show here at Intercom, and I'm going to have a pair of tickets, every morning for the next several mornings for Steve and Ted. I know somebody will call and get a pair of tickets to the Outdoor Living and Landscape show. It's coming up sometime before 9 o'clock.
Ah, listen for your
morning chance
to win.
There you go. 6:42 now, Don Grant, CFP, the Money Tracker, coming up. Costly, unexpected home repairs, says Don. And we've got traffic and weather on the way. Steve and Ted on KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.